Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going past the basics of, just simple wound care. We're looking at something much more advanced, active tissue regeneration. Specifically for abrasions, where skin is actually scraped away and needs to be regrown, not just healed over. Our goal here is to sift through the experimental data and really identify the herbs that act as true volume builders, the ones that restore the actual structure.
And that's a huge challenge for the body. It's really an orchestration problem. You need keratinocytes for the surface, sure, but you also need fibroblasts to rebuild that deeper dermal layer. So we're looking for botanicals that can do it all, modulate inflammation, kickstart cell division, and provide antioxidant support all in sync.
Okay, so let's get right into it. The top tier candidates, the real heavy lifters in restoring that lost tissue.
The most effective ones are those that target growth factor upregulation. And at the top of the list is a combination of astragalus membranaceous and Pennax notoginseng.
Right, APCS for short.
Exactly, APCS. And its power is that it significantly boosts fibroblast proliferation and migration.
But what makes it so special? I mean, just making more cells can sometimes lead to bulky or weak scar tissue.
That's the crucial point. It doesn't just make more cells. It promotes their differentiation into something very specific.
Myofibroblasts. Think of them as tiny internal stitches. They're these specialized cells that physically contract and pull the wound edges together, restoring that deep volume. It's not just a patch.
Okay, so you've rebuilt the volume, but what about the quality, the strength of this new skin? We don't want something that tears easily.
And for that, we look at Bakia frutescens. The data on this is really impressive. It doesn't just speed things up. It substantially improves the tensile strength of the healed tissue.
So it's building more durable skin.
Precisely. It upregulates the key signals that make sure the new collagen framework is strong and well-organized. And speaking of organization, timing is everything. That's where Hemitanthus drasticus comes in. It doesn't just dump a bunch of cytokines into the area. It modulates the timing.
It controls the sequence. Yes. It triggers an early inflammatory signal to get things started, then immediately accelerates the anti-inflammatory signal. That sequence is key for creating highly organized, strong collagen.
That level of control is incredible. But what happens if the body is already working against itself? You know, in a situation like a chronic diabetic wound that just refuses to heal.
That's a huge issue, and you need a specialist for that. This is where Centella Asiatica or Gotu Kola is just a cornerstone.
Gotu Kola, okay.
Right. Those wounds are often stalled by what we call AG's advanced glycation end products. It's basically metabolic gunk that jams up the healing machinery. Centella's compounds help clear that metabolic stress, allowing the body's natural regeneration process to finally kick in.
And for long-term skin health, ensuring the new patch functions like real skin.
Now you're thinking about barrier integrity. For that, we turn to Helichrysum italicum. It specializes in upregulating a protein called occlutin.
Occlutin?
Think of it as the sealant or the mortar between the skin cell bricks. More occlutin means a tighter, more effective barrier that keeps moisture in and irritants out.
So we have these amazing, powerful agents. What does this mean for application? Can you just, make a tea and put it on a cut?
Not quite. The delivery system is everything here. The efficacy of agents like APCS is completely tied to how they're delivered. They achieve their best results when they're integrated into things like bioactive hydrogels or nanofibers.
So the delivery method acts like a scaffold.
A scaffold and a time-release capsule. It ensures these compounds get to the deep tissues and stay there long enough to work their magic.
So what we're really seeing is that these high-efficacy herbs aren't just patching a hole. They're delivering complex molecular blueprints to rebuild the structure from the ground up.
And that connects to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
The future here is clearly highly personalized medicine. Forget one-size-fits-all ointments. Imagine treatments designed for your specific wound biology.
So here's something for you to mull over. We know that poor healing is often driven by cellular senescence, basically. Old cells spreading chronic inflammation. Since we know certain plant compounds can modulate these aging markers, how might future medicine use your personal biomarkers, like, say, your specific ratio of collagen type I to type 3, to create a polyherbal formula that ensures you never form a weak, fragile scar to begin with?